got a good one. We got a good one. This is a good, good help me. I think all the help me tips, sips, everything we've been doing, I think it all works out really, really well. Well, thank you for coming and having some help me time. Hello, hello, hello. You know what we do when you come in, but today I'm having something new. This is blueberry, actually huckleberry. How about that? Huckleberry sparkling. Whoa, huckleberry sparkling is really good. Yes, huckleberry sparkling. Well, I'm Yvette Benton and I'm a Help Meet Suitable. Thanks for spending some Help Meet Suitable time with me. I'm the author of Help for the Help Meet. This is revelation that God gave me about becoming a Help Meet Suitable so I can be all He has called me to be in my role as a Help Meet, in my role as His servant and His vessel of peace. So we talked about peace last week. And if you've been following our ministry, my husband has been doing a series of his driveway motivation. His driveway messages have been all about love. It was a really, really amazing broadcast the last couple of days on love. And I've even had some inboxes about weight. Whew, I loved Gerald's message on love, but how? How do you love during hurt? How do you love through hurt? How did you do that? How do you do that? So thanks for coming in. I want to spend some time with you today. One of the things that I do is I really, really research and wonder, you know what? What do we need to learn today, God? Holy Spirit, we want to be suitable, whether we're not married yet and we're becoming suitable, because you're already a helpmeet, or whether you're already married, or maybe you are separated, or maybe you're married and you want a stronger marriage. Whatever situation you're in, you want to always strive to be suitable. You want to strive to be the best helpmeet you can be. And let me tell you, that will require some love. And there's my king. Gotta love it. I can't believe he's still up, but you know, we do Jim Gems, and he is an amazing partner in all of the things we do with our ministry. He's also my business partner as we are directors with Paparazzi, $5 bling, and that's exciting too. So he's up just a little while longer. We have to invite him back for PPK edition somehow. All right, speaking of, on GeraldAndYvette.com, I have teachings on forgiveness. I have teachings on trusting again. I have so many teachings on webinars with different titles that really could be of help to you. It's almost like having an audio book because I've taught the webinars. They're about 3 hours, so you can take them in chunks, listen, lots and lots of information, because I love to teach and train help me. So God is love, and His motivation just pushed us to love. And when you think about it, it's a concept that we know we need to do, right? It's a concept that we know we should do. It's a concept we know God requires us to do. That's the important piece. God is love. And since God is love and we are serving Him, He is all, everything to us. We've got to remember that we've got to be loved. So I got some inboxes. I get the question all the time. Oh my goodness. When I'm hurting, when I have pain, when things are embarrassing, when things are confusing, even preparing to love someone you haven't met yet, because you may be in a situation where you're waiting for God to send you to be prepared so God can show your king who you are. There it is, because he who finds a wife. So he's looking for you. So you want to become suitable. You know you've got to love, and you got to love unconditionally. So in this book is a prayer for helpmeets. And I'm going to read that over you, because a lot of the helpmeet requirement is loving unconditionally. Honestly, being a Christian is about loving unconditionally. So I want to talk about when you're hurting, how do you love? I mean, what? What do you mean? This is happening and that is happening and the person did this, and how do you love? And the answer is you heal. The answer is you commit to God. And how does that happen? You spend more time on your healing than anything else, because you know that you've got to get your heart back in position to love again. You have to spend your time not frustrated. And when you get frustrated, you go back to heal my heart. So the focus is really on you, not the other person. Now, did I do that first? No way. You know what I did more? I talked about what happened. I told other people what was going on. I rehearsed it over and over and over in my mind. I was reminding myself whenever I told someone to do something that this was going on. And I just hadn't been committed to my own healing. I wasn't committed to do the things that God was asking me to do. So what was happening is I was getting more and more hardened of heart. That's a sip. Gotta get your blueberry. What are you sipping? Complaining? Rehearsing? God, how come you haven't sent me a husband yet? You just harden your heart. Gotta sip. Reminding yourself how frustrated you are? Hardened your heart. Take a sip. Reminding the whole world that your husband did this and then he did that. Now, there are some people you may have to tell some things because of certain circumstances, or there may be a counselor that you're seeing. I do one-on-one counseling, and I tell people I do need a bit of the information. But I'll tell you what, if you've ever done online counseling with me one-on-one, most of the time I'll say, I'll give you this one session to tell me a little bit. And I will say, I just want to know a little bit. Number one, I'm prophetic. And number two, I don't want things being said out of your mouth that now you've got to deal with in your heart. Because what we're really going to do is we're going to grow so that you can heal, so you can hear God, so that you can love beyond your hurt. So you got to get your healing, because you've got to make sure that you're not complaining more than you're healing, that you're not more frustrated than you are healing. Because when you start to heal, you can hear God and you can love. And you can love even in any situation. And you know what it does? It causes people to take notice. It causes people to know this person has to love God. This person, she loves Jesus. This person, I mean, I might have heard a little bit of this and a little bit of that, or I saw this circumstance, but she loves Jesus. And you know what else? Let me give you another tip, because this has helped me, tips and sips. Another tip is, when I stop talking about what was going on in my marriage, guess what? Everybody else stopped talking about it too. So it wasn't in my ear. I stopped conversation about it. I stopped reminding other people about it. And if they were talking about me, they weren't talking to me. So I wasn't getting hardened of heart. I was able to forgive. I was able to stop being hardened. And then I was able to love unconditionally. Because the word unconditional, what does that mean? I got to do it no matter what. I've got to do it no matter the condition, no matter the situation, no matter the circumstance. Did God really say that? Let's sip, because he did. God said it. And since he created us, let's stop and think about that for a minute. My God, I didn't even think about that. God created us, so he knows what we can do. And do you know what we do? Life and death is in the power of the tongue. And you decree a thing and it shall be established. When you decree that you can't do it, that's established. So stop saying you can't do it. Stop saying it's too hard. Because you're decreeing a thing. And this is what you need to decree. I can love unconditionally. That's the decree. You can decree a thing and it'll be established. Heart? Hey, do what you got to do. Heart? Oh, you're going to love unconditionally. Heart? Or you will not be hard. Heart, you're going to line up with God's word. Heart, you got to let this go. Declare it. My heart will love unconditionally. My heart will love unconditionally. My heart will love unconditionally. And love unconditionally. You can love unconditionally. You are loving unconditionally because you want God to love you. You know what you have done. I know what I have done. And God still loves me? Oh yeah, I'm gonna do this. And since God created me, he would never ask me to do something that I can't do. So we need to stop saying what we cannot do and stop getting to a point where we think we can't. Because if God said to love unconditionally, then it's possible. You know what he wanted? He wanted us to tap into him. He wanted us to seek him. He wanted us to ask him for the healing. He wanted us to ask him when to do it, how to do it, the way to do it, and stop saying you cannot do it. Because the one who created you, the one who knew you before you were formed in your mother's womb, he said you could do it. So therefore, he knew you had to come to him. He knew you had to sink into his word. He knew you had to sink into his presence in order to do it. Maybe that's part of the process. They can't do it unless they get into me. Ooh, they can't do it unless they tap into me. They can't do it unless they get back into my arms. So I'm going to tell them to do something that might seem a little difficult, but all things are possible through Christ. I'm telling you, it's possible. I used to think it wasn't possible, but I declared I'm healed. I declared I'm loving unconditionally, and I had to get that and say it over and over in my mind because faith comes by hearing. Open your own mouth and say it. Say it out loud. Decree it. Oh, no. You will love unconditionally, heart. You will get healed. You will let this go because you will not dishonor God. You will not dishonor your role as a helpmeet. You will not do it. So we got to love unconditionally. My heart loves unconditionally. I love it that you're already declaring it. My heart loves unconditionally. That means when this happens, I may feel something. Now, you're not a robot. You feel something, but you make a choice to let it go. You feel something, but you make a choice to give it to God. You hear something. It might hurt your feelings. We're not saying you won't hurt. We're not saying it won't be difficult. We're not saying it's never going to happen again because it will happen again because we're dealing with other people. Just like you've hurt people and you didn't mean to. You've hurt people in your past. You didn't mean to a lot of times, but you might have had some things going on in your own world, in your own life. But when you let those things go, you can love unconditionally. And let me tell you, loving unconditionally is contagious. Y'all know I got to sip on that. Y'all know I have to sip on that. Loving unconditionally is contagious. That's a shirt. That's a shirt. Loving unconditionally is contagious. I found that when I started loving unconditionally, I was able to deal with things. I was able to hear things that I couldn't hear before. I was able to withstand things I couldn't withstand before. And then my husband, it was contagious. My husband started loving. My husband's heart started softening. My husband's attitude started softening. Everything around me started changing because unconditional love is contagious. You can't help but to love again and love more when you feel love and sense love. Unconditional love is contagious. My God, that's good. We might have to keep looking into this. My husband's got us all stirred up. He's been talking about it. He's been declaring it. He's like, Yvette, God is so serious about this. He just wants us all to love. He wants us all to really tap in. He wants us to teach on unconditional love. It's contagious. And we're going to say it until we see it. For ourselves, so we can change our atmosphere, so we can change the circumstances, yes, so we can change our situation, and how about this, then we can be examples to our children. You know, we are teaching our children to love conditionally when we let stuff get to us to a point where we let a person go, even though God said something different. I'm talking about when God tells you to do something. And you know God has told you to do it. And we do not choose our own way. We choose God's way. We're teaching our children how to love unconditionally. It may seem like to the world that we're teaching them, oh, they're going to teach them how to do this. And you know what we're teaching? That God is love. That there's unconditional love. that unconditional love is contagious. That's what we're teaching our children. So in this book, Help for the Help Me, there are some prayers. And I want to read this prayer over you because I don't want us to miss out. And a lot of this prayer is about loving unconditionally. A lot of this prayer is about shifting and changing a generation, shifting and changing who we are. It touches me because when I work with people in counseling, when I work with people in my mentoring, and they truly get their healing and they start loving, they see a change. They see a change. And you know what happens? Sometimes they get relaxed and they start getting more in their feelings, and all of a sudden they see more change. You gotta let people know, I'm gonna love unconditionally. I know it seems impossible, but nothing's impossible with God. So I want to pray this over you. I'm so glad you spent some time with me. Thank you for spending time with me during my Help Me tip time. Because when I take my tips seriously, I mean, I look over this book myself and I wrote it because God gave me revelation. But being a Help Me suitable, it's not easy. Being a Help Me that is suitable, not just a wife. Come on now. You heard me. That's a sip. I'm more than a wife. I'm a Help Me suit. I'm more than a wife. I'm a Help Me that's suitable. And that takes work. That takes faith. That takes love. That takes direction. That takes submission. That takes deliverance. How about that? So I'm going to read the prayer in the book. I want you to get it into your system because I'm going to speak this over you. I'm going to speak this over you as a helpmeet that is suitable. I want you to share. I want you to make sure you're liking. I want you to make sure you go to our website, geraldineyvette.com. If you don't have your book in your workbook, you need the set. You need the information. You need the revelation. And I'm going to pray this over you. It says, Father God, in the name of Jesus, develop me into a helpmeet that is suitable. God, you called me to be complementary. Ooh, that sounds like a love word right there. You called me to be complementary. You have called for me to stand alongside my husband. Teach me, Father, your will and your way. Download information into all of us so that we know exactly what you want out of our family and out of our marriage. Thank you, Lord, that you are teaching us to line up our life with your word. Help us to keep our mouth closed when you ask us to close it. And we declare right now that we will close our mouths when you tell us to close it. Help us to listen and be still when you tell us to be still and to know and understand our role as helpmeets. We thank you, Lord, that we are pushing our husbands forward and not pulling them back. We are pushing our husbands forward and not pulling them back. Creating us a clean heart, my God. Creating us a clean heart. Your heart's got to be clean, help me, in order to love unconditionally. Creating us a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit within us. We use our authority to cancel every assignment of pain, trauma, hurt, and things that have happened in the past. We cancel memory recall. We cancel hindering spirits from former relationships that we may have brought into our marriage. We decree right now that our family is free. Not only is the helpmeet free, not only is the priest, prophet, and king free, but we are free. We are free from generational curses. Lord God, you have called us to be of help. We refuse to hinder our husbands. Help us to respect him. Help us to honor him in a way that pleases you, God. Help us to honor him in a way that pleases you, God. Not in a way that pleases our neighbor. Not even in a way that pleases us. In a way that pleases you, God. Help us, Lord God. You, God, download information into us so we know exactly how to love him unconditionally. And we know how to forgive him continually. That's so good. God, download information into us so that we know how to love him unconditionally and forgive him continuously. I love unconditionally and I forgive continuously. I will love unconditionally and I'll forgive continuously. I will love unconditionally and I will forgive continuously. That's it right there. When we can love unconditionally, we have to also forgive continually. I'm going to have to come back to that on another tip. And you have loved us, God, and you have forgiven us, God. Father God, heal our heart from any negative experiences. Heal the pain that we have had. Heal any rejection or abandonment in the name of Jesus. We cancel trauma from our childhood. We cancel memory recall in the name of Jesus. We thank you, dear Lord, that as you heal me, we can speak your word boldly over our husbands. We declare that we were created as apps. atmosphere shifters in Jesus' name. And we can create an atmosphere that's conducive for deliverance in our home. We are standing on your word. We are decreeing and declaring that we are helpmeets that are suitable. When the enemy steps in, Father, lift up a standard against him. You have given us the authority to tread on, trample upon, and stomp down serpents and scorpions. Father, thank you for physical and mental strength and ability over all powers of the enemy. Anything that comes against our husband, anything that comes against our destiny and purpose, we bind it in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we take authority over everything that's tried to come against us or our families. We are helpmeet suitable. We are created by you, God, and especially created for our husbands. Create in us a clean heart and teach us to hear your voice, your still small voice. Father, teach us what you want us to teach, what you want to teach us, so that we can carry out your will in our home. Teach us to be kind with our words and use them to elevate, affirm, and encourage our husbands. We declare that our husbands always feel loved unconditionally and respected. Please forgive us for times that we have been angry, unforgiving, or upset. And we thank you, God, that we embrace our role as helpmeets, and we will be used in a mighty way. Equip us, Lord God, with supernatural strength to overcome the enemy and have the strength to continue this journey. In Jesus' name, Mama Moshia. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. My God, teach us. Teach us, God. We had to pray. That one required prayer. That one requires declaration. That one requires ongoing commitment. When we love past the hurt, when we love when we think we can't, when we love when things are not the way we would like for them to be, help us, God. Heal us, God. Put us back in position. We make a decision to love unconditionally and forgive continually because it lines up with your word. Because it lines up with your word. My God, that's good. Because it lines up with your word. Not because we want to. Not even because our husband wants us to. But because God expects it and it lines up with his word. Well, make sure you have your journal and you are writing in, because this is one that requires reflecting. This is one that requires that you go past, get past some things and you go back. This is one that you got to make sure you're reflecting often and write it in your journal. Because you never want to stop loving unconditionally, because it's what pleases God. It's God's intent for us to love. So I'm declaring that you are able to love unconditionally. And if for some reason you're not able to love unconditionally, God is a God of love. Get everything you need. Get resources. Get help. Get a prayer partner. Get whatever it is that you need to love again, because God is love. It's important. And sometimes we push it aside because we almost embrace our pain. But let's not. Let's let go of pain and embrace love. Woo! Let's let go of pain and embrace love. Well, thank you for spending some helpmeet time with me. I love it when you guys spend some time with me on my helpmeet sips time. This is Helpmeet Tips and Sips, and I'm Yvette Benton of Gerald and Yvette Ministries. Thank you so much for supporting the ministry, sowing into the ministry, and purchasing the resources and letting other people know. I keep getting lots and lots of inboxes about people that have been blessed by the ministry. And then let me tell you, they were blessed by the ministry and they let someone else know. That's one of the greatest compliments you can give our ministry, is that you recommended us to others that need it. So thank you all so much for always doing that. Get information on our website, GeraldandYvette.com. Thanks for all your time of being a helpmeet suitable with tips and sips. I'm Yvette Benton. I'll be here on Tuesday morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Let's pray over our kings. Let's pray over our kings and make sure they're lining up with the word of God. So join me 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on Tuesday.
I'm Yvette Benton, your podcast host. We are submitted and strong. Don't let anyone tell you can't be both.